Welcome to episode 1012 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine being guided through the darkest night by a single, radiant light, illuminating your every step. Without that light, each move could lead to uncertainty or danger. In the letters of John, we are reminded that Jesus is that light in our lives, the word of life, our advocate, and the source of eternal life. John emphasizes the importance of knowing and embracing who Jesus is, not only intellectually but personally. The truths he presents about Jesus are life-giving and transformative, showing us how to walk confidently in a world full of spiritual darkness. In 1 John, the Apostle John emphasizes the necessity of believing Jesus Christ came in the flesh. One of the core teachings in this letter is the truth of the Incarnation, that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, was fully human. In 1 John 4:2-3, John states, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God." Here, John directly addresses false teachers, possibly Gnostics, who deny that Jesus came in human form. For John, this belief is central to true faith. Denying the incarnation is akin to rejecting the very foundation of the Christian faith. In 1 John 1:1-2, John testifies to having seen, heard, and touched Jesus, underscoring the physical reality of Jesus' life. He writes, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life." This personal experience of Jesus in the flesh establishes John's first-hand knowledge of Christ's incarnation and the necessity of accepting it as a fundamental truth. In 2 John 1:7, the apostle warns about deceivers who do not confess Jesus came in the flesh. He writes, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the Antichrist." John identifies these false teachers as dangerous because they undermine the core of Christian theology, the belief that the divine Son of God became human. This letter reinforces that the truth of the Incarnation is not a secondary or peripheral doctrine, but is central to the faith. John commands his audience not to show hospitality to anyone spreading false teachings about Christ's humanity, signaling the seriousness of this error. Here, John builds upon the message of his gospel. Throughout the Gospel of John, the apostle highlights Jesus' humanity alongside his divine nature. Jesus experienced hunger, thirst, weariness, and grief. These human experiences emphasize Jesus did not merely appear to be human, but lived fully in human flesh, while also possessing his divine nature. In John chapter 1 verse 1, John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He adds in verse 14, "The Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us." So, we see John reinforcing in his letters what he conveyed in his gospel. What other elaborations or new revelations can be found in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John?
Today's top 10 list.
10 important revelations of Jesus found in the epistles of the Apostle John.
Number 1.
Jesus as the Word of Life. In 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 2, Jesus is introduced as the Word of Life, echoing the prologue of the Gospel of John, where Jesus is called the Eternal Word, Logos, who became flesh. The phrase Word of Life captures both Jesus' divine nature and his role as the one who reveals eternal life to humanity. John emphasizes that this Word of Life is not a distant or abstract concept, but a tangible reality that was heard, seen, and touched. This experiential knowledge of Jesus as the living Word highlights his incarnation. He lived among humanity, making God's life and truth accessible. In Christ, the eternal life of God became visible and available. Through him, eternal life is not merely an idea but a gift that believers can receive and experience personally. The opening of this epistle sets the stage for understanding Jesus as the bridge between humanity and the divine, making eternal life and communion with God possible.
Number 2.
Jesus as our advocate. In 1 John 2, Jesus is uniquely revealed as our advocate, interceding on behalf of believers with the Father. This portrays Jesus not only as Savior, but as a continuous representative for believers, defending us when we sin.
Number 3.
Jesus as the atoning sacrifice. John reveals that Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for the sins of believers, but for the sins of the whole world. This expands the understanding of Christ's work on the cross, portraying him as the universal sacrifice that reconciles humanity to God.
Number 4.
Jesus as the light. In 1 John chapter 1 verses 5 to 7, Jesus is revealed as the light. John proclaims that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all, drawing a direct connection between Jesus and the divine nature of God as the light. Light symbolizes purity, truth, and the revelation of God's holiness. Jesus, as the light, exposes sin and darkness, calling people out of their ignorance and spiritual blindness into the truth of God's presence and holiness. Walking in the light means living in accordance with God's truth, which brings fellowship with him and with other believers. John further emphasizes the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, enabling us to walk in the light. Jesus as the light reveals the path to righteousness, guiding believers away from sin and into a life that reflects God's holiness.
Number 5.
Jesus as the source of eternal life. Jesus is uniquely revealed as the source of eternal life in 1 John, with the apostle clearly stating that those who have the Son have life, and those who do not have the Son do not have life. This underscores the exclusivity of salvation through Christ.
Number 6.
Jesus as the righteous one. Jesus is described as the righteous one, setting him apart as the only person who perfectly fulfilled God's law. His righteousness is credited to believers, allowing them to stand justified before God.
Number 7.
Jesus as the model for love. In 1 John 3 verse 16, Jesus is presented as the ultimate model for love. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. This verse defines love not as a mere feeling but as a self-sacrificial action, demonstrated through Jesus' willingness to lay down his life for humanity. John's revelation of Jesus as the model for love calls believers to imitate this sacrificial love in their relationships with others. Just as Jesus gave everything, including his life, for the sake of others, we are called to love one another in a way that is selfless, costly, and reflective of the love of God. This divine love moves beyond emotion and sentiment. It manifests in acts of service, generosity, and compassion. John urges believers that true Christian love mirrors the life-giving sacrifice of Christ, compelling us to put others' needs above our own.
Number 8.
Jesus is the source of victory over the world. Jesus is revealed as the source of victory for believers who overcome the world. Through faith in Jesus, believers can conquer worldly temptations and opposition, signifying his authority and triumph over all powers.
Number 9.
Jesus as the Son of God who gives understanding. John reveals that Jesus has given believers understanding so that they may know the true God. This highlights Jesus as the revealer of God's truth, enabling believers to have a relationship with God through him.
Number 10.
Jesus is the truth. In 2 John 1 verse 3, John refers to Jesus as the truth, a theme that recurs in verse 7 where he warns about deceivers who deny Jesus came in the flesh. Likewise, in verses 3 and 4 of 3 John, the author rejoices that believers are walking in the truth. These references to Jesus as the truth underscore his embodiment of God's revelation and the ultimate reality of his mission. In contrast to false teachings and deception, Jesus represents the unchanging, trustworthy foundation upon which the Christian faith is built. John emphasizes that to follow Jesus is to walk in the truth, living a life in line with his teachings and character. This truth is not abstract but personal, rooted in the reality of who Jesus is and what he accomplished. John's epistles call believers to hold fast to the truth in Christ, guarding against false doctrines and living with integrity as followers of the one who is truth itself. In the epistles of John, we see a profound revelation of Jesus as the light, our advocate, and the embodiment of God's love and truth. These truths not only shape our understanding of who Jesus is, but also transform how we live as his followers. As we embrace Jesus as the word of life, our hearts are called to walk in his light, love one another sacrificially, and hold fast to the truth he has revealed. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son Jesus, who is the light of the world and the source of eternal life. Help us to walk in his truth and love, reflecting his nature in all we do. Guide us by your Spirit to live out these revelations in our daily lives, that we may shine your light in the world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.